Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show. And thank you for going on our journey with us. Today, we're actually heading over to the Thousand Oaks and trying to making strides against breast cancer. And I definitely want to invite everybody over to that. And that's over at the Civic Arts Plaza.
Yes, and we are going to be there. So come and check us out and say hello. It's on today. And registration starts at 8 and the walk begins at 9. So we got to get over there.
I know. We're leaving right from here. But also, not only that, if you can't make it today, come join us on October 10th. And that's Saturday. Again, also Ventura Harbor. And that's at the Harbor Cove Beach. And registration starts at 8 and it's a 5K, begins at 9. And I'm telling you, you personally can do something to make a difference. Anyways, I do want to remind everybody, our phone number here again is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We give tons of stuff away. We want you to be a part of that. We want you to go to all these amazing events that are happening. Go ahead.
And I just wanted to remind everybody today, if you're going to come join us or if you're going to come see us in October at the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer event, there is no registration fee and there's no minimum donation.
Oh, that's
everybody
good.
Is welcome. So just come, walk with
support
us.
Support us.
Support us. Support the fight against breast cancer. You'll feel better about yourself and you'll feel like you're doing something for someone.
I love that. All right. Also, I do want to announce to everybody this weekend is the last weekend for the Ventura Comedy Festival. And Tom, you were out there the night I was out there. How was that?
They were great. I will tell you, though, the first night was pretty good. That was Monday night, Craig Shoemaker.
Yeah,
the Comedy
awesome.
Festival.
Yeah.
The second night, there was 18 comics that were trying for the funniest guy in Ventura, in the Ventura Music Fest. Only one of them was sort of okay. The other ones
were amazing.
Eight of them could have won.
Really?
And
they
killed.
Did they?
And I mean, like, wipe out Johnny Carson, Jay Leno.
I love
funny.
That.
They were
I have
really
to tell
good.
You, we had the best time. We took a couple of our winners over there, and it's going on tonight and tomorrow, so head over there. I'm telling you, it's over at Ventura Harbor, and you know, now they have food over there.
Tonight's
the
finals.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tonight's.
And like you say, these are all of those really funny guys I saw packed together in one big show. It's going to be really funny.
There you go. I think it's going to be great. All right. With that, gosh, we've got so many things going on. We've got the Harvest Festival coming up. And I'm telling you, we've got tickets for that. So also, let's see what else. Beer pairing dinner. And that's a five-course beer pairing dinner on September 30th. That's next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We've got a pair of tickets for somebody so they can join it. This is the last weekend for Copenhagen over at Rubicon. If you haven't already seen that, I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss that. I've got a pair of tickets for you for that. Also, gosh, what else do we have? Oh, Dodger Day is coming up October 4th. We have one more pair for tickets on that. And I don't know, Tom, you want to talk about all of our other stuff?
Great restaurants, Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, Veggie Grill. We have certificates for those two great restaurants. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, along with Pete's Breakfast House, Paul Martin's Lure Fish House, BJ's Restaurant, Famous Dave's, and that's Famous Dave's Barbecue, Lazy Dog Cafe, Midtown Cafe, and one of our faves, At the Habit, a free kids meal. Great food.
There you go. Also, I do want to remind everybody, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Bags, Bling, and Bubbly. I am a part of that, and that is Monday, November 9th. And we'd love to get over there again. That's a win-win. It's a great luncheon and live and silent auctions, and it's a great day. So if you want to share your love over there, we'd love to have you. Let's start our show with a little bit of motivation. There is always, always something to be thankful for, and you just gotta find it. All right, I'm Kim, and I do want to remind everybody the phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008.
And I'm Jennifer, and we're so glad you're all here.
There you go. I do want to remind everybody about our newsletter and our podcast.
Definitely, on your smartphone, go to your podcast and download The Kim Pagano Show. You can catch up on all of our past shows and hear our most recent shows. And if you're on Instagram or Facebook, definitely hashtag The Kim Pagano Show. We want to see what all of our listeners are doing when they're not listening to us, and you can keep in touch with what we're doing as well.
And lots of stuff to win on there. We've been giving tickets away for all these things, so definitely stay with us. The other last thing, I've got tickets right now for Latino Business Expo. If you are a business owner, I'm telling you, you're going to want to get out there, and that is this year. He's done such a good job, Adam, that it's over at Ventura County Fairgrounds, and we'd love to have you join us over there, and again, and that's October 29th, and that's 4 to 8. I've got tickets for you. Call in right now, 805-419-0008. With that, also, let's do some Ventura Harvest tickets right now. Call in again, 805-419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of our team members will get back with you. When you're calling in, say, hey, I want to receive one of those newsletters so you can find out more about what's happening. Today on our show, we are going to be talking with Renata Riemann, and we're going to be talking about her book, Beyond Procrastination, How to Stop Postponing Your Life. And let me tell you, I have to say, this is our life. We are our own, you know, one that's in charge of it. We kind of like, sometimes we're our own worst enemies. I think this book's going to really help us. Also joining us today is Raymond Francis. He's been on our show before. I love his books. He is the author of Never Be Fat Again, and it's the 6-week cellular solution to permanently break that fat cycle. With that, we'll start right now. Renata, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and is this your first book?
It's not the first book. I have a very spotted past, and so I've been an academic in a former life, so I have a book out there, but this is my first book in this form.
Nice, nice. And now, do you procrastinate?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, thank you for being honest. Yeah,
would be inhuman not to procrastinate.
I know, and you know, our earlier guests, we were talking about sometimes we're afraid, sometimes we beat ourselves up. There's so many reasons why we procrastinate, but why did you choose to write this book?
I chose to write this book because when I first started working as a life coach, I had a few clients who really suffered bad cases of procrastination and whose lives were very much hampered by it and caused a lot of anxiety and a lot of loss of income and time and fear and everything that goes with it. And when I worked with them, I developed some tools and found out like what works, what doesn't work. And so I decided to create a program that really specifically looks at procrastination, and now I've turned it into a book. So it's really based on the experiences my clients have, things I've picked up, of course, along the way, but it's mainly my clients' experiences. And the stories in there, of course, are all composites, so I don't want anybody to be identified, but it's all real stuff.
So, Renata, this is Jennifer. I have a question. Why do we procrastinate?
I think there's always a good reason why we procrastinate. There's, of course, some things are medically induced. That's different. That's not what I'm talking about. In fact, like if you procrastinate a lot and don't know quite why that could be, it might be good to see a doctor and just get checked out, because people often then feel tired and run down and so on. But the kind of procrastination I talk about is people basically, from the outside, they have their lives together. They're reasonably successful, they're doing stuff, but inside they feel they're not living up to their potential. And so I'm looking at the reasons why that is, and that can be practical reasons like time management, organization. Of course, the big ones, fear and sort of anger can be a big part. But then I also look at sort of social-cultural reasons, because by training I'm a sociologist, so that's, of course, I have to talk about the sociocultural aspects. And that can be like the endless competition we're facing, people being overloaded in terms of work or under-challenged. And, of course, it's just like being out in the world nowadays, to always have to keep up, to always be on the Internet, to always know the latest things, to be hooked into social networks.
So, Renata, for all of our listeners, let's divide procrastination into two areas. For procrastination of daily tasks that are mundane and not enjoyable, but we have to do them, how do we avoid that type of procrastination? And then also let's talk about procrastination of more serious issues like going to the doctor, keeping our checkups on schedule, doing things that we don't enjoy but we know we need to do. How do we navigate all this? How do we avoid procrastination for daily tasks that we don't enjoy but need to get done?
Well, that aversion is a big factor. So, for example, I don't like to wash floors. it's a childhood trauma. I don't want to go near that. One opportunity, of course, is just hire somebody. So if you really don't like doing something, hire somebody. If that's not feasible, you can always try to barter with somebody else, because it's surprising.
You wash my toilets and I'll clean your windows,
exactly.
Right?
You wash my floor and I'll do your laundry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that.
Oh, we were saying sometimes you find that other, you know, things that she might prefer to do and I don't like it, so we'll switch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes hard to believe, because if you really hate something, you think everybody would hate it.
But oh, I love washing dishes. Isn't that a weird thing?
I don't love to wash dishes, but I do like to do dishes at the end of a party. And
yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, and I don't like people to help me. I don't like people doing dishes in my kitchen. That's like, I like to start a party and I like to end a party.
Oh, isn't that weird? So do I. Because is that our...
I think that would be control.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
Well, it could also be closure. I like that too. I like to wake up to a clean house. So
yes, yes, absolutely.
So that's a possibility. If that doesn't work, so you know you have to do it. That's another thing, by the way. A lot of people don't like doing something, but they never ask themselves if they actually have to do it. Another thing that I don't like is ironing. So that's another thing that I need to barter for or hire somebody for. Or, of course, buy things that you don't need to iron.
Right. Make your life a little easier.
I enjoy ironing. It's a task that you can start and finish, and it.
Do you iron all your clothes?
I do. I iron my clothes.
Are you killing me?
I iron napkins. I iron tablecloths because
does your mom?
Yeah, I think my mom did that stuff. So my mom used to iron my dad's handkerchiefs and his T-shirts.
Oh, my mom too. That's why I don't like.
I think, but it's like you get these wrinkled napkins or shirts, and then you iron them, and they're perfect.
Can I tell you something? I don't know if you know this, but if you wash it and you put it in the dryer for just a second, you take it out.
It's not the same.
I know it's crisper, but, you know, I mean, just to iron it, but you'll probably spend less time.
I know. I think I like to iron and watch my shows.
I think it's like your...
It is. Yeah. It's a mundane task that I enjoy.
Yeah. When I was out of the house, I still lived in city in Thousand Oaks, and I used to go on the weekends and I would mow. My parents had a pretty big backyard. I'd mow their lawn, and I found out that when I brought my laundry there that I would do after I mowed the lawn in their stuff, I found out while I was mowing the lawn, magically, my mother would do my laundry. And this is the trade. I thought, I go, she does my... People started making fun of me, though, because my mom ironed. And I'd come to work, and they would look, and they'd say, all right.
Your mom did
who's
this.
Who's doing that?
You're
too
funny.
Old. And they would, and I said, but wait, I mow the lawn. And they said, no, do your own laundry. And so I lost all my shirt. Oh, my shirts were, they were
I'm sure, because people from a different generation than ours can, they can
with
iron
military precision.
Grandmother, uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I know. They were just so, I had to quit.
Oh,
I still
mow
the lawn, though.
Colleen,
I still, no,
where's the iron,
still,
right?
No. Oh,
you
no,
still
no,
go
no,
and
no,
you
no,
still
no.
go and mow your parents' lawn?
No. That's that was a long time ago, but I did for a long time, but I had to stop bringing my laundry because I was mocked.
That's crazy. Gosh, I don't know.
They were just jealous, Tom, that they were having to do their own.
I tell you. Anyways, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-419-0084. 419-0008. We're so glad that you are here with us. And we do want to remind you that we have been here since 6 o'clock this morning. We'd love you to wake up with us, start your day in a positive way. We're talking with Renata Riemann. We're talking about beyond procrastination. And so here's what I would like to ask you is, how would you actually define a procrastinator?
Well, I actually don't like to use that term. I rarely use it because once procrastination becomes an identity, like this is who I am, I'm a procrastinator, people stop to really look at why they're procrastinating.
Mm.
Because they stop doing things or they just postpone. They're like, yeah, it's because I'm a procrastinator. So it becomes in a way an easy way out, or it can be like really guilt-inducing and people feel really bad and use up a lot of energy because guilt... really, I mean, it eats up the heart and the mind. You felt guilty about something recently, you remember, it's just that's all you can think about. So you don't think about anymore how you can get this done that you're postponing, the thing you're postponing, but you're concerned with yourself. So that's why I don't like to use the term procrastinator.
Wow. But to me, you know what? If I don't write a list, I'm all over the place.
Me too. And I have to remind myself, no, go finish this.
Yeah.
And then,
I have to concentrate enough to write my list. And then I have to almost like, okay, so this is the hair salon. This is my radio. These are for what I need to do for my children, my house. Do you do that?
Absolutely. I'm a list maker and I like to put it on colored index 5x7 index cards.
Oh, see, that's interesting.
Okay. And I'm a list maker and I like to, and I have lists everywhere and I cross it off, or sometimes I just have to glance at it to remind myself I need to finish these things.
Yeah. Now, does your husband write lists?
No, he's a completely different kind of person. He like gets everything done, everything's super neat, and he always says he would never hire me.
No, and you know what's interesting? Okay, so my husband doesn't really write anything down either, and somehow he gets it all done, but I get all over the place.
I guess he does make lists. I just don't see them.
Yeah, my husband makes lists in his brain.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's, to me, overwhelming. So anyways, you know what? Renata, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break. Okay, great. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I do want to give away something. We have tickets to Caneo Valley Home Remodeling and RV Show, and that is October 10th and 11th. And we would definitely love you to be there. That's over in Westlake, and we are going to be a part of that show. And so call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and we can get you some tickets to that. Also, we've got some Harvest Festival tickets. Let's get those out to somebody, too. And again, call us. Leave us your name and your number. Tell us what you're calling about, and we'll get right back with you.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I just had a couple calls, and I did want to say that the Caneo Valley Home Remodeling Show, October 10th and 11th, that is at the Hyatt Westlake Plaza. We'd love you to be a part of that. Also, I've got tickets to the Camarillo Wine Walk event, and that's over in Old Town, October 4th, 1 to 4. Check-in is 12:30. I got a pair of tickets for you. Call in right now, 805-419-0008. And again, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Download our podcast. You can hear all our shows all over the place, wherever you're at. And get one of our newsletters.
But don't forget to hashtag Kim Pagano Show so we can keep track of you and see what you've got going on. And don't forget to say hi to us today if you make it over to Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. Come up to our booth and say hi to Kim and I. Introduce yourselves. We'd love to see you.
Yeah, come have a bagel with us, and there's going to be lots of food. Also, if you can't make it out there to this one, October 10th, put that on your calendar today. We've got to, like, get our numbers up on that, and I want to make sure that I am a part of that and I get all of you guys out there.
And again, remember, there's no admission cost and there's no minimum donation. You're just walking to help fight against breast cancer.
There you go. And again, I do want to do a little shout out to my son's girlfriend's family, Ashley. I just want to say that I'm so sorry to hear about your mom, and our hearts and our prayers go out to you, and we just need to really take every day as it might be our last one, and really just live our life to the fullest. So again, I just want to share that. And and anybody that's going through anything hard in your life, if you need some extra prayers or you need some extra, you know, just somebody else to be there to know that you're doing a good job in your life, we'd love to be there for you. So again, call us at 805-419-0008. We're talking with Renata Riemann right now. We're talking about Beyond Procrastination. And I love your cue cards, Jennifer, that you make. You color?
Yeah, I prefer the color with the lines, because okay. I'm kind of rigid in that way, and I write with an angle, so I like it to have a line. And I do try to always put down my list. Like, I have some things I have to do that I don't want to do, which is return some shirts online and get my refrigerator fixed. And so I'm like, okay, Monday, I have to do those.
You have deadlines.
I have deadlines. But then I play this weird game with myself. If I get them done tomorrow, then I don't have to do them on Monday, and Monday's like my free day. I can do whatever I want.
Nice.
See, okay. I like talk a lot to myself.
I guess you do.
My kids even say, they're like, what did you just say? And I'll be like, I didn't say anything. And my son, who I say is just like me, he says, you always talk to yourself when you're nervous.
Do you really?
I must, because, I mean, he's only 12.
I never heard you say that anything here.
Isn't that, I think, goodness. Well, I think, but, like, when I've got a lot on my mind, I think I talk to myself.
Well, I mean, you do have to be your own best friend.
Right? That's right. But so, I sort of take it to that new limit.
Okay. Hey, you know. All right. Renata, tell us, okay, is there a silver lining, a silver bullet to fixing procrastination?
Yes, and it might surprise you.
Please.
Let your guilt go. And forgive yourself.
That's interesting.
Because there has been one study recently with college students.
Uh-huh.
And the ones who forgave themselves for not studying on one test, when they were up for the next test, they studied more than the group that felt guilty.
That's interesting.
So forgive yourself and go back, basically, step one, and go again.
And go again. Is there, in which area of life do people mostly procrastinate?
The big ones, of course, are major life-changing decisions.
So do people stay in jobs that they really don't like because they're afraid to get into something else, so they keep putting it off?
Exactly. It could be about going back to school, whether to get married or not. Anything that really, like selling a house, things like that, anything that means a major life change, of course, is anxiety producing. So that's a big one. The other ones are like what you pointed out earlier, is actually often can be very idiosyncratic little quirks that we don't like to do something.
Wow, that's interesting.
And, yeah, and the third one is when other people tell us to do something that we really don't want to do, but we have to say yes because they're our partners or our bosses or somebody important, so we feel we can't say no, and that often ends up in procrastination.
Wow. Okay. So what is the most surprising procrastination scenario that you've ever dealt with? I mean, do you like work with people on this?
Oh, absolutely. The most surprising actually was an artist who had done a sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that was missing, that wasn't finished, was the foot.
Wow.
And he could not get himself to finish that foot. That was very funny. And I tried to, like, I approached it from many directions, trying to figure out what it was. And then, of course, not surprisingly, eventually came up is this fear of rejection. We all know that feeling that we rather put something off.
Oh, he didn't want to finish it just in case somebody didn't like it.
Exactly. And so I asked him, well,
that's
so you're
interesting.
Afraid that people won't like it, but how many people like it right now? And he felt very quiet and then realized, of course, if it isn't finished, nobody will like it. So once it's finished, some people might not like it, but there's also the chance that a lot of people will like it. Alternatively, if you think it's not good enough, just scrap it. I think very often, once we've invested a lot of energy and time into a project, it's very hard to let go, even though we know it's basically, it's done. There's nothing, we have to let it go. It's not going to be finished, or it's not worth it, or it will not be good enough.
How do we teach our kids not to procrastinate?
With kids, usually what might help is sort of the carrot approach. Reward them for things that they're doing well, get them involved, work with them. So it's the kind of the social thing, like, for example, putting away your toys. Instead of saying, like, put away your toys, you could turn it into a play or a game. Or you can sing a song that makes it more fun.
So I used to do that. Clean up, right?
Well, I feel like video games are the bane of my existence. I think they're the root of all evil because once they start, they can't stop. And we all know there's no pause button. For some reason, nobody ever put a pause button on a video game. But I hate to let my kids have them during the week. But on the same hand, I need that carrot to finish your homework, do this, do that, and you can have an hour of time to either watch television or play video games.
That's probably good, because games are not all bad. It's just making sure that it's not overdone, that they don't become the reason for procrastination or the reason not to do other things that are important. So to put the carrot at the end of doing what you're supposed to do, whether it's homework or chores or whatever it is probably a good idea.
I love it. Renata, thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We so want to know where we get your book.
You can get it on Amazon or order it in stores. It just came out on Monday.
Oh, congratulations. And again, I think it's just something that we all need to just really take a look at. Thank you.
Have a great day, Renata.
All right. With that, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'd love to do a giveaway right now. Dickie's Barbecue Pit. I don't know if you've ever tried it or not, but oh my God, the ribs are amazing. The chicken's amazing. The tri-tip's amazing. And they have free ice cream for the kids.
Oh, terrific.
I know. So definitely, there's one in Thousand Oaks, one in Simi Valley, and we are so glad that they are part of what we're doing here on The Brighter Side. Call up right now, and we've got a gift certificate for you for that. Also, I have some Laugh Out Loud tickets, and that's October 7th, and that's in Westlake Village. That's Twin Presents Laugh Out Loud, and that's 7:30. It's a Wednesday night. And Jason Love, Jim Short, and Dale Jones is going to be there. We've got tickets for you. I do want to remind everybody that tonight is the final night of the Ventura Comedy Festival. That's Laughter by the Sea. And Tom, is it going on tomorrow night? Because it does say tomorrow night, too.
Yeah, it extends into Sunday.
Right.
And tonight is a favorite night for mine because it will be the finals of the comedy competition.
I can't wait to see who wins. So anyways, a lot of last things. So definitely make it over to Ventura Comedy Festival. Another thing, this is Copenhagen's last weekend. If you haven't already seen it, I'm telling you, get over there. Every show that they do is going to be amazing, and it always is. So again, that's Rubicon Theater. And let's throw a pair of Harvest Festival tickets in there. So we got a lot of stuff on our table. I want to share it all with you out there. Again, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. When we come back, we're going to talk with one of my favorite people. I love what he always writes about, and I love his theory, Raymond Francis. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Never be fat again.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you of we've got Fork It Over, and this is going to be benefiting the Girl Scouts of California's Central Coast. That is Wednesday, October 28th, 6 to 9. I'm going to be emceeing over there, and it's going to be so much fun. They're actually going to be using all the Girl Scout cookies to to make appetizers and desserts.
What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Oh, I love the mint.
I love a thin mint. I like the Samoa,
because peanut butter.
Okay. No, the Samoa, coconut. Yeah. I love coconut.
I don't know. I kind of like them all. I always buy them. I just buy them, and then I put them in the freezer, and then I go, I'm just going to give them away, and somehow.
Now, somebody told me to buy the Thanks-A-Lot. I love those.
I've never had the Thanks-A-Lot.
Okay, it's like a sort of like a shortbread cookie and the bottom is chocolate. But if someone does something nice for you, you can just give them a box of Thanks-A-Lot.
Oh, my God, I love that.
It's not a great idea.
You always have such great ideas. Well, our next guest, and you know what? We didn't give something away. Let's do, what else can we give away right now? How about Pete's Breakfast House? We've got some gift certificates for that. And, of course, we've been giving stuff away all the way through our show. Call in 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I've got one more pair of tickets to September 30th Mission Oaks Cafe beer pairing dinner at 7 o'clock. We're going to be there. I'm telling you, it's going to be so much fun. They always do like this huge five-course meal. Call in right now, 805-419-0008. All right, our next guest, Raymond Francis. Raymond, are you there?
I am here. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Of course. And how are you doing? I love all the stuff you do and all the books you write. And we always get so many callers. Our guests, our listeners love you. Today we're going to be talking about Never Be Fat Again. I'm telling you, I don't know. I just can't seem to get that last little weight off of me.
I know, like 10 pounds.
Yeah,
like you could just...
10 pounds is exactly...
But right now, yeah. This is what I'm striving for, is to lose 10 pounds and then be able to eat Chex Mix over Christmas.
Oh, God. Okay.
That's
Raymond,
what I want to do.
Help us out. And one from our listeners that maybe didn't tune in to all of our other interviews that we've had you on. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a chemist by training, and I took sick when I was age 46. At age 48, my death was a medical certainty. I was dying of acute liver failure, brought on by taking a prescription drug.
Huh.
At the last moment, I used my own knowledge of biochemistry to save my life. And then it took me 2 years of hard work to restore myself to where I could function once again. And now I'm age 78. I'm going to be 79 in a few months. And I am functioning like somebody in their 20s.
I love
so
that.
I went from near death at age 48.
What was the medication you were taking?
It was a type of antibiotic called metronidazole. Again, it poisoned my liver, and my liver just died.
Unbelievable. Medication,
Side effect. Only a side effect.
Yeah. It's a side, yeah. And now when you got off of it, did it all go away?
No. I was, when I went off of it, my liver was already destroyed, and it precipitated an inflammatory, ongoing inflammatory reaction in the liver. My liver was literally destroying itself. And I had to intervene biochemically. Thank God I had the knowledge to do it.
Yeah, to be your own advocate. Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think that's very important for everybody with your health care and your well-being is to be your own advocate.
Definitely.
Well, that's why I write my books, because not everybody understands biochemistry the way I do. And so the reason I write my books is to empower ordinary people to do the same things that I did. I mean, anybody... literally, what I write in my books, children read it and understand it. 10-year-olds can read it and understand it. So it's very complex biochemistry made very simple so that anybody can take control of their health, and that's what you want.
Wow, that's crazy. So what about Never Be Fat Again?
Well, Never Be Fat Again is an extraordinary book, because what it does is it redefines the whole problem. You know, most overweight people feel absolutely helpless. They've tried everything. They've lost some pounds and they've gained them back again. And they've lost some pounds and they gave them back again. And many of them have just given up hope. However, what you have to do is you have to redefine the whole thing. I mean, you see, the weight is not the problem. The weight is the symptom. Overweight is the disease. And it's a disease that throws your fat controls in the brain out of control. And so you lose control of the fat storage. You have a control system. It's like a thermostat. If you have too much fat, it says burn fat. If you have too little fat, it says store fat. So it's constantly saying, store fat, burn fat, store fat, burn fat, and it keeps the amount of fat in your body normal and constant. When you screw up this control mechanism and it gets stuck in store fat, no matter how little you eat, you're going to gain weight. I had a man come to me, he was 150 pounds overweight, and he said, I eat like a bird, and I'm still gaining weight. And the reason is that the control switch was stuck, and so he was still gaining weight, even though he was eating a very meager diet.
Wow.
So, yeah, wow.
Okay, so what are the big four worst foods to eat?
Well, it isn't... the things that you should not eat, of course, is sugar.
Okay.
Sugar is a deadly, deadly metabolic poison. And it doesn't matter whether you're overweight or anything. Sugar will make you sick, and it's only a matter of how it will make you sick. It gives some people cancer. It gives others heart disease. It gives others diabetes. It gives others, you know, makes them overweight. It gives other colds and flu and arthritis. Alzheimer's, sugar is probably the leading cause of Alzheimer's. So it's a deadly poison. Get it out of your life because it will screw up your control mechanism.
Okay, I have a question about the sugar, and this is for our listeners as well. So when you say sugar, I'm assuming you mean all cakes and sweets and cookies as well as food, entrees that have sugar in them? So it could be a savory dish, but it has some sugar in it. You should avoid that?
That's right. Anything that contains refined sugar, you need to avoid it. In fact, I once had a client come to me. It was a woman, and she came with her husband, and I asked her, do you eat any sugar? And she said, oh, no. And her husband almost fell out of the chair. He said, honey, you eat this, you eat that. Those have sugar. She didn't know.
Right.
She didn't know. But, yeah, a lot of even ketchup has sugar in it.
I love ketchup.
I do, too.
Yeah. I put ketchup on turkey at Thanksgiving.
Loaded with sugar.
So what else?
Well, what's really important is you've got to normalize the control mechanism. And the control mechanisms are, it's all done with cells. And cells need to function normally, and that means you need to give them all the nutrition that they need. You need the B vitamins, you need the magnesium, you need the zinc, you need you need all of the nutrients that the cells need, and then you need to keep them free of toxins, and then the cells will operate normally, and therefore your fat control mechanism will operate normally. So what causes overweight? The two simple causes of overweight are deficiency and toxicity. The body is deficient in certain nutrients and toxic with other nutrients. So toxicity causes overweight. People don't know this. They're trying to lose weight. They're trying to lose the symptom without addressing the cause. For example, there are artificial sweeteners have a toxic effect on the body. They screw up the control mechanism and will make you gain weight. So people are consuming artificial sweeteners in order to not gain weight, and they're gaining weight. That man that I talked about, who was 150 pounds overweight, he drank a lot of diet sodas that contained artificial sweeteners, and the artificial sweeteners were making him continue to gain weight.
I was just going to ask you about that. People always think that because it's a diet soda, it's so much better for you.
Right. Well, it makes you gain weight.
And every once in a while I'll have a soda, but I always have a regular. But, of course, you're saying the sugar isn't good either, so it doesn't matter.
I know. Every so often I have to say, I've got to have a Diet Coke.
You got to get the sugar out of your life, and the artificial sweeteners are just as bad, if not worse, than the sugar. Our genes are about 100,000 years old. Sugar was first introduced back in the early 1800s, and it didn't really become ubiquitous until the 20th century. So we lived without sugar for 100,000 years, and now all of a sudden we can't live without it. Well, stop it.
Right, exactly. So let me ask you, in your book, do you actually have a diet, a weekly diet, diet?
Oh, yes. Okay. We tell you what to eat. We tell you what to eat, and we tell you how to eat it as well. But most importantly, and in fact, there's a whole section in there on recipes. There's a whole chapter on healthy recipes. But the most important thing to understand is that weight is not a cosmetic problem. It's a disease, and it's a disease caused by deficiency and toxicity at the cellular level. And if you want to lose weight permanently, that's what you have to do. You see, you can't lose weight on a diet. Almost any diet. You know, there's so many of them out there. You can lose 10 to 15% of your weight on almost any diet. But guess what? It's going to come back. And how many people have done this yo-yo dieting? They lose weight, they gain it. They lose it, they gain it. Because all they're doing is addressing the symptom. You have to address the disease, and that's the deficiency and toxicity at the cellular level. You can be deficient in calcium. It will cause you to gain weight. You can be deficient in essential fatty acids. It will cause you to gain weight. You can be toxic with artificial sweeteners. Will cause you to gain weight.
Raymond, how do we find out what we are deficient in? And can you stay with us because we need to take a really quick break?
Sure can.
Okay, great. When we come back, we're going to find out how we can find out how we are deficient. We're talking with Raymond Francis. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And let's see, I want to give away, how about some Paul Martin gift certificate? And call us right now at 805-419-0008.
And I wanted to give a shout out to Mission Oaks Cafe. They have got Taco Tuesdays coming up, and we had her on the show last week.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So delicious. Check them out at missionoakscafe.com or call them at 482-1022 to make a reservation. They have Taco Tuesday, Build-A-Burger, beer pairings, so many great things. You have to check them out. And also, Surfaces USA, if you are remodeling something inside or out, they have so many different things to choose from for your flooring needs, your countertops, your backsplashes, an unbelievable amount of things to choose from, as well as qualified designers there to help you. Because we all need that when we're doing those remodeling projects. Call them at 604-1568, or you can check out their website at surfacesusa.com/in Oxnard.
There you go. All right, and as you were mentioning Mission Oaks, I'd love to give away a gift certificate to September 30th, Mission Oaks Cafe Beer Pairing, 7 o'clock, and Mendocino Beer Brewing Ale House is going to be there, and it's a five-course meal. Call in right now, 805-419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nuthouse comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nuthouse is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nuthouse, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nuthouse at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And I'd love to give out some gift certificates. How about to The Habit? And we've got gift certificates there. I love their green beans. Thank you to you.
Thank you.
So good. So that eliminates my French fries, and now I do that. But all their food over there at The Habit is amazing. And call in right now, 805-419-0008. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Raymond Francis. And I do want to remind everybody that we have been here from 6. We are here every Saturday from 6 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. And our 2 to 3 show is going to be fun. And, of course, we have more things that we're going to be giving away. We've got Lisa Carey joining us talking about the Ventura Harvest Festival, and also Paulette Lambert from Four Seasons. She's all about her new book, The Wellness Kitchen. I'm telling you, oh, my God, have you ever gone to a cooking class at the Four Seasons? It's amazing. And Paulette is unbelievable. So, anyways, definitely tune into our 2 o'clock show, too. With that, Raymond Francis, tell us, how do we find out what we are deficient in?
Well, there are various tests that can be done. Unfortunately, our doctors usually don't do them. In fact, there are some tests now that are very comprehensive. They take your blood, they spin down the blood cell, and then measure what is in the blood cell. These are very special tests. They're expensive. You can ask your doctor for them, but most doctors don't do them because they don't understand the need to do it. If you don't, you know, the thing to do is get on a good diet, get on a good supplement program, and give yourself what your cells need, and stop giving them things they don't need. For example, eat organic foods.
Right.
Because the non-organic foods contain pesticide residues. Pesticide residues will make you fat.
Wow.
And then there are things, PCBs, and of course people, bisphenol A, BPA. Bisphenol A will make you fat. PCBs will make you fat. Heavy metals like lead and mercury will make you fat. So toxins will make you fat, and meanwhile people are trying to go on a diet to lose weight. Well, folks, you can't lose weight on a diet. You can't lose weight permanently. The only way to lose weight permanently is to shut the switch, or, you know, correct the switch in the brain that controls the fat levels in the body. And you do that by addressing deficiency and toxicity at the cellular level.
So, now, Raymond, I have a question for you. Avoiding the 4 things that you say are the most important to avoid, the sugar, the flour, the meat, the animal fat, how easy is it to live that lifestyle? Are you kind of sort of going towards vegan in your diet?
No, I'm not a vegan. I eat some animal protein. In fact, I had a vegetable omelet for breakfast, so I eat animal protein. And I had a lobster salad last night, so again, I eat animal protein. But it should not be the major part of your diet. It should be a minor part of your diet.
Right. Do you eat meat?
More fresh vegetables, more fresh fruits. So these are the things you need to be putting into your diet. But again, my book tells you all about that. Never Be Fat Again tells you what not to eat. It tells you what to eat. And if you start following these guidelines, I mean, I'm my weight is perfect.
That's awesome. What are some of the delicious recipes for meals and snacks in your book?
What was that again?
What are some of the recipes and meals in your book?
Oh, what are some of the recipes?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. We've got
what's
a
your
really
favorite?
A variety of them. We have everything from a healthy salad dressing to Mexican sandwich filling at... Lord, there was a cinnamon buckwheat cereal, if I remember right.
So, Raymond, do you eat bread?
No, I do not eat bread.
Okay.
I think when you're on a diet such as this, Raymond, where you're really dieting to be healthy, not so much to lose weight or something, it becomes more of a lifestyle.
That's right.
Food has to become for sustenance and not for entertainment.
Exactly.
I think you just nailed it.
And in our society, we eat food for entertainment.
Wow,
That's okay. Food is good. We love it. We love the taste. But choose different foods, and you can still be adequately entertained without harming yourself. It's just a matter of learning to choose this food over that food.
Wow.
It's like, you know, toothpaste is a deadly toxin.
Right.
Well, choose a healthy brand over a brand that's not healthy. You still have your toothpaste. It's just you're making a difference.
And you know what's interesting? Since we've had Whole Foods as one of our sponsors,
yes,
I actually switched over to their healthy toothpaste. There's little things that you can do.
Absolutely.
That really can change. I'm looking in your book, though, Raymond. Oh, my God. Healthy Lifestyle Ice Cream.
Uh-huh.
And tell us about that. Two frozen bananas, a half a tablespoon of raw almond butter, a half a teaspoon of vanilla, and a third a cup of frozen organic blueberries, cherries, strawberries, or raspberries. Is that amazing?
Once you have that, you will never, ever want to have regular ice cream again.
Wow.
That is so delicious. It is so over the top. It is so fabulous that...
I'm going to go home and make that. I love ice cream.
We give it to guests, and they never stop raving about it.
So really?
Here again, you don't have to be deprived. It's
right.
A matter of taking, you know, this brand or this choice over another choice.
I love
we
it.
All
it's
seem to know all the
ones to do.
All the things, Raymond. We know, you know, be organized so you can make this great ice cream so you don't have to turn to the one in your freezer that you bought at the grocery store. We know all these things. What keeps us from doing it?
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't know, do we?
I know, right?
I know, yeah. Raymond, Francis, thank you so much for joining us. We're at the end of our hour. I'd love to have you back. You're one of my favorite guests, and I love all the stuff you do. Thank you so much for being here. Never
You're
Be
welcome.
Fat Again. Everybody get his book. It's everywhere,
never
right?
Never Be Fat Again, folks. It's available at Amazon.com. Be Fat Again. And I just came back from speaking at the 43rd Annual Cancer Convention in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, we promoted that. That's awesome. Yeah,
it is.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm going to call you. We're going to get you back on. And, of course, we are at the end of our show. Everybody, have a great rest of your day. Tune in for us at 2 to 3. And, of course, we're going to end this show with a moment of happiness. Cherish yesterday. Dream tomorrow. But also make sure you live today. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we'll talk to you later.